About 20 people from social justice groups, including Jacksonville Progressive Coalition, Wrongfully Incarcerated and Convicted, and Mad Moms, gathered at Jacksonville's Friendship Fountain to criticize the state attorney. If Corey doesn't bow out of her reelection bid, the coalition wants the governor to show her the door.
Why is that? As you can see, the Southern Poverty Law Center has declared that the state attorney's office is the worst.
That's Mad Moms' Patricia Brooks. She's gesturing to large, full-color graphs showing Duval County tops the country's list for the number of death row inmates and third for the number of minor offenders charged as adults. Brooks and her cohorts are asking Democrats to switch party affiliations to vote for Corey's opponent in the Republican primary. And as the Jacksonville Progressive Coalition's Wells Todd says, they're not stopping with Corey. They're going after her donors, Firehouse Subs and Safe Touch Security.
We're asking the public to boycott those two institutions until she is removed from office.
Corey's detractors say she is unnecessarily harsh because she too often unilaterally decides to charge juveniles as adults instead of letting judges have a say. In a statement emailed to WJCT, Corey says her office reserves adult court for juveniles who commit the worst crimes. The latest? The 16-year-old charged in the shooting of 22-month-old Aiden McClendon. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.